News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Good morning. I'm Chris Conley with a web news update from WSAU, AM and FM, and WSAU.com. Major League Baseball is suspending Yankees third baseman Alex Rodriguez through next season for using performance-enhancing drugs. But there is this unusual and embarrassing situation. He'll play while his appeal is played out, and that may take through the end of the season. This is the greeting that he got yesterday.
Alex Rodriguez.
Fans booing roundly in Chicago as the Yankees took on the Chicago White Sox. Major League Baseball suspended 12 other players for 50 games, but they are not fighting those suspensions. Rothschild officials are going to hire a police chief after all. Their long-talked-about merger with the Everest Metro Police Department is not going to happen.
For the past few months, discussions have been underway to merge the Rothschild and the Everest Metro Police Departments. Last night, that concept died. Village Board President George Peterson was the only board member to vote for the plan, as the board killed it with a 6-1 vote. Rothschild Police Chief Dean Albrecht recently retired, and leaders from the two communities felt that if a merger was to happen, this would be the time. The vote by the Rothschild board means they'll now have to find Albrecht's replacement. I'm Larry Lee, WSAU News.
There is still no sign of a woman missing from Grand Rapids. She has not been seen since Friday. Police say 50-year-old Catherine G. Sela borrowed a friend's car and took off. No one knows where she was going. Sela has family members in Madison, but she has not shown up there. The vehicle is a 1999 dark blue Buick Regal, license plate 846KGA. Anyone with information should contact Wood County Sheriff's Dispatcher 715-421-8702. That number is online at WSAU.com. The security firm that temporarily guarded workers and equipment at the proposed GTAC mining site will now be returned to that assignment. Bulletproof Securities in Arizona now has a Wisconsin license. This is the company that was hired by mining officials when protesters caused damage and threatened workers back in June. The security workers left the mining site a few days later after it was learned that they did not have a license to operate in Wisconsin. Two pieces of legislation aimed at helping people who serve in the military were signed into law yesterday. Jerry Petrosky, state senator from central Wisconsin, is the author of Senate Bill 117. It changes travel expenses for the Guard.
Makes it equal with what the federal reimbursement rates are for people doing the same job that happen to be on active duty getting paid from the federal government or on active duty getting paid from the state.
The other bill signed into law, Senate Bill 120, Petrosky says this one expands how money from the income tax checkoff program can be used to help soldiers and their families.
In the state of Wisconsin, we have the checkoff on our income tax, and that money goes into a fund, and it could be used for family members, you know, that had a financial crisis of military personnel. We expanded it so it could be used also for the soldier.
Several members of the military were on hand to support both bills as Governor Walker signed them into law yesterday. BP officials say they've found new evidence of fraud in a program paying out billions of dollars to residents and others affected by the 2010 Gulf oil spill. The revelation comes in court papers filed in a federal court document in New Orleans. BP is looking to stop such payouts under a court-appointed monitor until an investigation is complete. A Staten Island man will be in New York today answering charges that he tried to sell a baby on Craigslist for $100. Prosecutors say Paul Marquez posted the ad twice on the website and gave out the number of the baby girl's mother to at least one possible buyer who contacted him. Mark Holley's News Channel 7 Weather Authority forecast: some patchy fog this morning, then becoming partly sunny. It'll be more muggy today, a slight chance of afternoon showers and thunderstorms, upper 70s. Showers and thunderstorms still round tonight, and they could be strong at times. We'll have low temperatures in the upper 50s, and during the day tomorrow, partly cloudy. It will be cooler. Wednesday's highs 70 to 75. I'm Chris Conley, WSAU News.